Birds, arts, and STEM education. Are you wondering how in the world these three things go together? Well, wonder no more. The Peregrine Fund's World Center for Birds of Prey is putting together a brand new event called Nocturne. It's an art auction that brings area artists and STEM-based raptor conservation education together. The auction will be September 6th, and some of the featured artists will include Ward Hooper, Melissa Osgood, and many other area artists. And they've all donated their works as a way to help support the center's STEM-based environmental education program. Joining me today to talk more about this is Ellen Wilson, a local artist and raptor conservation champion, as well as Tate Mason, director of the World Center for Birds of Prey, and Oliver, the center's Milky Eagle Owl, who is an education ambassador. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
So, Ellen, this really was your brainchild, Nocturne. Tell me how you came up with this idea.
Well, I've produced a few different local events here in the Valley. So I have a good working relationship with, well, hundreds of artists here. And anytime I can create an opportunity for them to show their work, I get excited. So when I started to develop a relationship with the World Center through one of my own art projects, it just kind of made sense to...
If you're hearing something funny, it's because Oliver is just trying to bite the mic. That's okay. Continue.
That's okay. It just made sense for me personally to figure out how to use the resources that I have in these amazing artists and couple that with something else that I care a lot about, which is the World Center, Birds of Prey, conservation, and those kinds of things.
And you were actually able to get all of these area artists to donate their work for this event coming up on September 6th. That's pretty impressive. How did you do that?
It was actually really easy because I have that relationship with some of these artists. And most artists get excited about a challenge, especially, for example, Divit Cardoza, who's a good friend of mine and a pretty well-known artist, he doesn't do birds. He's a landscape guy. And for me to get to challenge him to do a bird piece in his own medium is really exciting for me because I get to see what happens.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So, Tate, I want to bring you into the conversation. You're the director at the World Center Birds of Prey. And tell me about the STEM-based education that happens at the center.
Sure. So I came to the World Center for Birds of Prey in 2014 after getting a research biology degree studying birds of prey. And one of the things that had been kicking around in my head for a long time was how important it is that people know what we do in conservation and that people care. And so in coming to the Peregrine Fund as an educator, I saw a great opportunity to bring people into science, into the mission of raptor conservation, which is really an inspiring story in itself. And so we currently are hosting almost 5,000 kids per year, free of charge at the World Center for Birds of Prey. We do STEM-based education, but it's really the life sciences. And all the life sciences that kids are learning, and in particular in elementary school, we are able to translate those lessons into or really bring birds of prey into those lessons, make them the focus. As I came in here today, I literally saw people running to the window to look at this bird. And these are adults. Now, imagine kids when they first see these birds. I mean, the interest, the authentic interest, intrigue that the kids have when they see the birds up close, we take that and we run with it and we teach science and we bring them into science. And that is so exciting to see people react that way.
Because there's nothing like that hands-on experience.
Exactly.
So tell me about Oliver and how he plays a part in all of this, because you call him an education ambassador. And it's one thing to see an owl from afar, but sitting across the table from him right now, and he's 6 months old, fully grown, he is stunning. I mean, his eyes and his beak and just the way, and he's really interacting with us.
So Oliver is, like you said, 6 months old. He's a Milky Eagle Owl, and Milky Eagle Owls are the largest owl species on the continent of Africa. So this is an African species. He was hatched in captivity. His parents are at Zoo Atlanta in Georgia, and we struck up a relationship with them, and Milky Eagle owls are known for their very calm temperament, especially a bird that is imprinted. So this isn't a bird that was ever in the wild. He was hatched and then raised right out of the shell by people. And so as he is looking at mom and dad feeding him, that image is of a person. And so as the bird grows in that way, then you have an animal that is as comfortable on the glove as he is. Now, he's not a pet by any means. Birds of prey have worked alongside people and things like falconry for over 4,000 years, but they've never been truly domesticated, at least the birds of prey. And so I guess that's what I have to say about that.
Right. So part of what you do then is, and this will happen at Nocturne, which is on September 6th, this art auction, is you are going to have something, you have 20, correct? 20 education ambassadors, avian ambassadors, and they will all be at the event. Why is that important for people to be up close and personal like that, especially, you know, grown-ups?
Right. So, like I said, when people are inspired by something, that can make really, really positive things happen. And so by introducing to these birds to people in kind of a nose-to-beak interaction, then it creates an emotional connection to the bird. Mm-hmm. One strategic part of our mission at the Peregrine Fund, and our mission is global raptor conservation, saving all 586 species of raptors around the world. In order to do that, we need people to essentially fall in love with these birds. Morley Nelson was an incredible falconer, filmmaker, and really ambassador for raptors from the Idaho area. And in his model of bringing people to the table over a shared intrigue of these birds, we've seen that model work over and over again. And so we want everybody in the world to fall in love with these birds. And on some level, it's nice for them to be able to meet them up close, not just a speck in the sky that's flying over that they maybe could care less about, but as one of the amazing creatures on planet Earth.
And what they do for our environment as well.
Absolutely, yeah. An owl like this would be eating at least a mouse a day. Probably more than that. And so a small family of owls could easily eat 1,000 mice a year. And if you think about the number of rodents out there, typically people don't want them crawling all over
the yards.
I don't
want them in my house, so I'd be happy to have
put an owl box in my backyard, a screech owl box, and I've raised 11 owls in my backyard, and they sit outside my chicken coop, and they pick the mice off the ground.
See, there you go.
It's great.
So, Ellen, you brought something up. So with Nocturne, which will be September 6th at the World Center Birds of Prey, and there's going to be some other things going on that night. You've partnered with a local brewer, and they're debuting a beer that night for the event as well. But as you mentioned, the artists are doing original works that are inspired by these avian ambassadors, correct?
Yeah, I invited all the artists out to the center earlier this year. Tate and I gave them kind of the grand tour, the behind the scenes. We got them as up close and personal with the birds as we could. And it was really easy for them to leave that place with chock full of inspiration and excited to do this project.
Oliver's about to take flight, if you heard that. He is excited to be here. So when you came up with this idea, it was really to educate people and to get them up close and personal. So then where will the money be used for? Where will it go?
So the money is going to go to the education program at the World Center for Birds of Prey. So as I mentioned, we are caring for about 20 of these raptors. We have the Velma Morrison Interpretive Center, which was built in the early 90s. And all the field trips that we host there are free of charge. And we want to bring our educational message to as many people as we can. And there are fixed costs that go along with that.
Right.
And so this is one of the... there's a fundraising aspect of it that's really important, but then there's also an engagement aspect of how can we bring other types of people into what we do. And so interacting with artists, interacting with musicians, interacting with robotics clubs, or people that maybe are not naturally drawn to ecology or to nature, but they can be. Mm-hmm. And so let's look for those different sorts of connections. And so that's one of the things I'm most excited about with Nocturne, is that it's just bringing a whole different feel, a different type of event than we've ever really done there.
And are tickets available right now? Can people go online and get tickets?
Yep, tickets are available through the Prairie Grand Fund website, or they can go to Auction Frogs. Website, auctionfrogs.com.
And we'll put a link on our website,
okay, perfect,
too. I want to thank both of you and Oliver for coming in today. Ellen Wilson, a local artist, and Tate Mason, director of the World Center for Birds of Prey. Nocturne will be September 6th in Boise.